Well, next to drama on the high seas and 400 kilometres off the Irish coast, the US military is tracking a tanker carrying Venezuelan oil as it heads for Russia. Well, it's close to Irish waters. Should Ireland be concerned? We're joined by former Defence Forces Chief of Staff Vice Admiral Mark Mellett. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Keane. How are you?
Not too bad now. How unusual is it to see US military surveillance 400 kilometres from Irish water?
Not really too unusual. I think they have a very good satellite system, and from time to time their maritime patrol aircraft based in Reykjavik in Iceland and also UK would operate to the west of Ireland. Normally looking for submarines, by the way, but not. This is now an interesting development, but it's not really a story about just one tanker. It's really about sanctions and about sovereignty and about law at sea.
And does it show how emboldened the US is right now?
I think so, yeah. What's interesting about this this vessel, originally called the Bella One and now renamed the Marinera, was sanctioned in 2024 by the Office of Foreign Assets Control because of its links with Iran and counterterrorism. There was a suggestion at that time some of the oil revenues from that could have been used to fund terrorism, including Hezbollah. So there's a link between Iran, there's a link between the Russian Federation, and obviously a link between Venezuela and the US. The US put this designation on the vessel, making it effectively blocked property. So the blocked property applies to the, I suppose, registration, the IMO, the International Maritime Organization number on the hull. So even though Russia has now kind of warning to give the vessel free passage, actually, once it was sanctioned, it would really matter between the US and the vessel itself. And I think what is happening now is the US are becoming more belligerent to try and deal with shadow fleets, which are actually interfering with the price of oil. This vessel could have the capacity to carry up to 2 million barrels of oil. And when you carry oil that's been acquired perhaps at a sub-price level, it actually interferes with markets.
If the registration of the ship, if it's Russian, if that's deemed illegal, can Ireland board the vessel at any stage, or how does that work?
Well, yeah, there is a question on the vessel, and really the vessel, I would say, it appears to be stateless. It attempted to flag into Guyana, and Guyana refused to flag it. It then attempted to flag into the Russian Federation. The Russian Federation may have accepted it flagging the vessel, but the fact that it was blocked property since the 10th of June 2024 would mean that Russia is now trying to make something that was already illegal legal. So it's trying to rely on institutions that, you know, Russia plays fast and loose with to give it some protection. So I do think that any state that would come across this vessel has a certain authority. It effectively is a stateless vessel. And so in this case, as the US has actually declared an interest in the vessel and seems to be progressing with perhaps an intention to board the vessel, it will be interesting to see how it plays out.
How could this unfold then?
Yeah, I think there are some reports, and I think Conor Gallagher has kind of suggested it in the Irish Times today, that the US has moved some kit to UK and maybe Iceland, and that may be used to provide for special forces to board the vessel and then to seize it, like the US has already done in the last months of last year with a number of vessels, in particular those that have been trying to evade sanctions in Venezuela. So in a way, this is international law developing. The law of the sea really took a dramatic step forward 40 years ago, and at the time was described by Alan Beasley as in a state of disorder bordering on chaos. And for 40 years, the Law of the Sea has been quite successful under the Law of the Sea Convention. But things have changed now. The sea is much busier. It's got renewable energy, hydrocarbon, sea lines of communications, undersea cables. And when you have countries that are using shadow fleets to evade detection, to avoid sanctions, to actually spirit, I suppose, billions of tons of oil around the world, it really comes, I think, a matter of states to say enough is enough. So right or wrong, US is looking like it's going to be quite forthright in this, and we'll see how it plays out.
Is there any fallout in this for Ireland?
Ireland will have to watch it. Like, I mean, any sovereign state, we have our sovereign rights right out to the edge of the economic zone. And in fact, where this vessel at the moment is, it is in an area of jurisdiction towards Rockall Hatton, where Ireland in 2009 lodged a claim with the Commission on Limits of Continental Shelf in New York in the UN. So we do have an interest. We have obviously obligations under maritime law with regards to environmental protection. And I think in terms of good order as an actor, we would like to see the institutions of multilateralism work correctly and not have states trying to avoid shortcut and avoid proper insurance, proper crewing, proper regulation and proper standards in terms of the operation of fleets.
Former Defence Forces Chief of Staff Vice Admiral Mark Mellett, thanks for joining us this afternoon.